वंदेहं
The following is a conversation with His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on the 24th of May, 1974, in Rome, Italy.
Like in India, the Pakistan, Pakistan and Hindustan. It was arranged by the leaders, Jinnah and Jawaharlal Nehru, especially Jinnah. The people are suffering. And the British have made partition in such a way that they remain continually in war. Because everyone wants the necessities of life. The foodstuff is in Pakistan and the industry is in India. So the Pakistan will suffer for want of industry and India will suffer for want of food. This is British land, perfect. They have no business to divide the country. But they want to do it as a parting kick, that you want independence. He will have independence, but he will remain perpetually in war. That was British problem. None of them are benefiting occasionally. They are fighting and losing so much money and men. The political game. Similarly, Germany is divided. Ireland is divided. This is people are fighting. There should be so sober and honest that the people should be peacefully, without any anxiety, without any want. That is the duty of the leaders to see. Perpetually they are in want, in scarcity, not in peace of mind, full of anxieties. In India especially, you see, the economy is so unstable. The money value is decreasing every day. Nobody knows what will be tomorrow. Rice is selling today at 2 rupees kilo, tomorrow 3 rupees, next day 4 rupees. Where is the income is coming? Therefore there is strike, railway strike. So this is the mismanagement. They cannot guarantee, at least in England I have seen that, while England in America also, the people are hacking these, they are not enough. Good staff, no scarcity. In India it is all scarcity. Goods are there, it is loaded by somebody else. He will not let loose. Many goods are there, sufficient. The government stopped. The government stopped because the black marketers, they have got some arrangement. So many things are going, I don't wish to discuss. The new unclean politician, unclean head of the department, things are so misplaced and people are suffering.
Therefore, reading the newspaper, that a few days ago, India exploded a nuclear bomb, an atomic bomb underground. This is the first step. And they declared this was used for peaceful reasons. They want to develop this nuclear bomb.
There was a cartoon when I one leader is approached for food, that we are in scarcity of food. The leader said, of course, it is very difficult to assure you for foodless. But from next week, you will have television. next week we'll have television.
Television.
Yes. So the improvements are going on, television. But they're starting with advancement of knowledge and learning is going on in discovering television. But there is no food. This is the mismatch of the leaders. Dishonest. Then there are food. Punjab still produces food grains. Bengal still produces rice. But they are stopped by government man at that mission. They are lying on the station for dispatch. But they will not be dispatched. They are rotting. Rainy season spoil the whole stock. Still, they are not dispatched. Officer, there is no dispatch order. There is no warrant available. Simply mismanagement or bribe. And people are suffering. How is it possible to purchase? Suppose India's income, the average income is very poor. Suppose one man earns 10 rupees a day and if he has to purchase 10 rupees simply rice for the family, then what for others? Then he becomes dishonest. He wants to earn money by taking bribe in his own capacity. So bribing has become a custom. Anywhere you go, unless you bribe, you cannot get it. And they say that whatever salary you are getting, that is not sufficient. Our extra earning is by taking bribe. And now, in the Western countries also, the difficulty is arising. I do not know whether you are already aware that so many boys that they are becoming hippies. They are reluctant to do anything. That is a very dangerous sign. If unemployment, no engagement, that's not good for the country. Everyone should be employed. Everyone should be engaged in some service. That should be the policy of the government. And everyone should be happy without any anxiety. That is good God. So many people are unemployed, doing nothing, producing nothing. Is it not a problem?
The solution.
Is that?
Yes.
Yes?
Well, that's the same everywhere.
Yes, everywhere.
In Europe, I didn't know about Europe. Except Germany, I suppose. I suppose everybody works in Germany still.
So there are so many problems. On the whole, the material world is full of problems. That is described in the Bhagavad Gita by the Supreme Being, Krishna. Dukkhalam asasadam. It is a place of misery. You cannot make things very rightly going on. It's not possible. Therefore, the best purpose in this earth, leave this place, material world, and go to the streets of God. That is our Krishna consciousness. We are advising people to become Krishna conscious, and that way we will be able to leave the place of misery and enter the eternal life. Tatta deham punarjanmana iti mami mamuki lakonti dukkhaya asasatam nāpnuvanti mahātmāna saṃsiddhīṁ parvāṁrata vidyā. We don't try to adjust things here. It is not possible. However big philosopher I may give my ideas. It will never be possible to make their things peaceful. know, regular. Just like if you want to make the laboratory very scientific, which is not from laboratory, every minute it is becoming contaminated. Similarly, this world is so contaminated that you cannot make it completely free from contamination. There is no Dukkhāraṁ aśāsaṁ. It is a place of miseries. Naturally, this is bad. Now, we are trying to get out of miseries. Is it not? The civic activities needs to get out of misery. Is it not?
Yes.
All effort is to be out of miserable condition, just like medicine. What is the medicine? Medicine means an attempt to get out of the miserable condition of disease. But you cannot stop this. You may discover very improved method of medical treatment, but you cannot stop disease. You can, discover many means to stop death that is going on, but you cannot stop it. So in this way, and Bhagavad Gita says that you might be very advanced in civilization and scientific knowledge to make improvement in condition of life, but he cannot make solution of these things. Janma mittu jarabhya yudhukta dosanudas. But death, old age and disease, he cannot counteract it.
Do you see it's worse now than it used to be? Can you say that it's worse, the condition of the world is worse now than it used to be, or
Yes.
relatively
yes.
the same? Or?
What's now in this day? Because people cannot eat him. The facility he is giving to the birds and beasts, they have no problem of eating. But you have created such a civilization that people are facing the problem so acutely that there are no means to eat. Do you think it is progress?
Well, I'm beginning to doubt very much.
Yes, there is a problem.
But some things
are in many countries, especially we are Indian, we are seen in India. Nowadays, there is no eating. The government cannot supply food. Tell you, the problem which is not in among the beasts and birds. The birds and beasts, they have no such problem. They are freely living, jumping from one tree to another. They know there is no problem of eating. In human society, there is problem of eating. What we have much. And there is enough place for producing food. I've seen Africa, Australia, enough place. If the foodstuff is produced there, 10 times of the population can be well fed. But there, don't come here. The Africans will say to the Indians, don't come here. Wow. What is it? Therefore, Krishna consciousness is so nice. We say everything belongs to Krishna. We are all sons of Krishna. Let us live peacefully and utilize Krishna's property. This is the best pleasure. But the so-called politicians and leaders, they are saying, no, we cannot enter it. Immediately. America is not blessed to produce food. But they, although they have gone to the United Nations, UNESCO, they could not find out any solution. They, although there is possibility of producing 10 times of the requisite of the whole population of the world, they will not allow. They will not allow. From God's side, this unit, this planet, Purnamidam, Purnamadam, Purnam, Purnamudachya, everything is complete. You require water. The same, three times what? Then the land. And the water is distributed over the land. But Jannat Anna Sambhav. Then there will be sufficient food grain. Annan Bhavanti Bhutan. And if there is sufficient to eat, as sufficient eatables to the animals and to the man, then everything is possible. So where is that element? There is enough land, enough possibility, enough water. Now, utilize them and produce food grain. Eat nicely. And live peacefully and chant Hare Krishna. And go back to home, back to home. This is our truth. Why that should be in the street? You want to eat after all. Instead of eating flesh, killing poor animals, but then to produce food grain. Fruits, flowers, food grain, and take milk from the animals and produce milk products. All nutritious food, all nice food, and be happy, and remember God for His kindness. This is serious. What is this nonsense? Now, there is petrol problems. I see so many buses, and not a single man. One or two men. And for two men, a big, huge bus is being run. And so much petrol is consumed. I went from Nairobi to London in a plane, only 5 passengers, out of the 4 passengers we were. Why is this nonsense? And there is petrol problem, no? They are creating simply the so-called advancement of civilization, creating problems. That is due to the rascal leaders. Amdhavatam Vigupani Yumana Stepi Satanta Pulami Vata. They do not know what is the ideal of life, what is the aim of life. They are creating hot for civilization and putting the mass of people in chaotic conditions. This is the sum of such times. But do not know whether it agrees with me. But this is my study of the whole situation.
Yes, well,
this is described in the Shastra as anartha, unwanted things. No artha. Artha means there is some meaning. But they have created the situation which has no meaning. Anartha. And in medicine, a remedy for anartha is suggested also in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Anartha vasamam sāsād bhakti yogam padokkade. Heard of this verse, the index of the first canto. You find out this verse.
Yes, this one.
Anartha vasamam sāsād bhakti yogam padokkade. Lokasya ajānata vidyān chakri sātata samhita. We have got solution for all the problems. If people take it seriously.
Anartha paśamam sākṣāt bhakti yogam agokṣaje lokyāś lokasya ajānato vidyān chakri sātata samhita. Translation, the material miseries of the living entity which are superfluous to him, can be directly mitigated by the linking process of devotional service. But the mass of people do not know this, and therefore the learned Vyasadeva compiled this Vedic literature, which is in relation to the Supreme Truth. Purport, Srila Vyasadeva is the all-perfect personality of Godhead. The statement suggests that the complete unit of the personality of Godhead includes his parts and parcels also. He saw, therefore, the different energies, namely the internal energy, the marginal energy, and the external energy. He saw also his different plenary portions and parts of the plenary portions, namely his different incarnations also, and he specifically observed the unwanted miseries of the conditioned souls who are bewildered by the external energy. And at last he saw the remedial measure for the conditioned souls, namely the process of devotional service. It is a great transcendental science. It begins with the process of hearing and chanting the name, fame, glory, etc. of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Revival of the dormant affection for love of Godhead does not depend upon the mechanical system of hearing and chanting, but it solely and wholly depends upon the causeless mercy of the Lord. When the Lord is fully satisfied with the sincere efforts of the devotee, he may endow him with his loving transcendental service. But even with the prescribed forms of hearing and chanting, there is at once mitigation of the superfluous and unwanted miseries of material existence. Such mitigation of material affection does not wait for the development of transcendental knowledge. Rather, knowledge is dependent upon devotional service for ultimate realization of the Supreme Truth.
In Africa and Australia, they are killing the animals and exporting. So, in other countries, they are getting meat to eat. And there, they are very free to produce bolts and nuts by industry. They don't require to produce food. Because North Africa and Australia, they're getting meat. This is good. Instead of producing food, people are interested in producing motor tire, bolts and nuts. So why guys should be food scarce? After all, you require to eat. But instead of starting industries, why don't you produce foodstuff? What is this in this? Produce foodstuff, the animal will be nicely fed and the man will be nicely fed.
Well, civilization comes from the television now, I'm afraid. What civilization there is comes chiefly from the television. The film is made by the television.
The television today is setting up the standard for the civilization, for today's civilization.
But they talk about nothing but
It's a great science. My mother is an executive in a public relations firm.
What?
And my mother, her business is to show products, goods to people that otherwise they have no need for, and to convince them that there is some value. It's a very big industry, especially in the United States. Public relations, advertising. It's very psychological, too. They use all kinds of psychological techniques for inducing people to take things they don't need for.
Well, the thing is, after all our crying necessity is food. So, why people are not engaged to produce food?
Well, in Italy, they don't like to work on the land anymore.
That
they all want to live in town.
Yes, that is.
Especially in Italy.
That is. You do not want to be in the park. They're not coming back to the country. In India,
cities have become the center for sense gratification. And it attracts sense gratification.
Sensual living.
Sense gratification.
Yes. So it's attracting undisciplined sense.
Well, I wouldn't want to say that. To me, the main gratification is sitting like this.
That's exactly the wise.
Yeah, on the whole, as I began, that there is no guiding man. The brain is left.
Well, that's what I should do now. Take up too much time. Please name
him.
Thank you very much.
Yes.
That's what it is. So, our custom, the Vedic tradition, that anyone who comes is offered graciously
boost us. Oh, thank you. Well, I see you have a question. Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you. I actually
really like it. Viram Santam Api Pratam Vishastam Apatobha. In the Vedic civilization, even if enemy comes to your home, he should be offered respect.
Thank you.
Take more. Now, this full staff are meant for human beings, they are not meant for cats and dogs. We should produce more from this full staff. And the remaining balance, the skin, we can offer to the animal. Really? You take the substance and the outward external skin to offer to the animal. And she gives you milk. This is cooperation. You produce, man can produce fruits and flowers and grain. Take the substance and the rejected portion give to the animal. She gives you milk, you require milk. This is cooperation.
Well, I do myself, because we have a small garden,
yes.
And we grow vegetables.
Will this state allow you to kill somebody and even peacefully at home?
No, but is it wrong to eat fish? Fish are not sentient.
You cannot eat anything in grass without the sanction of us. What you speak of peace and other? You cannot eat in a piece of grass. Ishavasamidam sandam jatinjit javattam 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 javattam. Everything belongs to God. You can simply enjoy after being sent hand by God. Otherwise, this is real belief. Everything belongs, just like in this room, if you suppose that everything belongs to me, even my student, they are saying things. They have got rights to say, but still they ask. Similarly, you cannot catch anything. Everything belongs to God, without this. This is God's consciousness.
Yes, but I really appreciate it.
If anyone does vindicate, then he becomes immediately pain. So you are a big brother of a kindly spread.
Very small
philosophy. Anyway, if you spread this God consciousness, this knowledge of God consciousness, philosophy of God
consciousness. Yes, so I'm has your Bhagavad Gita, and it is very impressive.
Yes.
And I'm
2 days ago he came back for another coffee, which he recommended to his friend.
That's happening. The Gandhi tried to spread everything, whatever we speak, or whether it is based on the Bhagavad.
It's very difficult when you're talking to young peer. All Americans here.
But you know we're not American, you're a team?
Yes, the voice is
Everywhere in the city, because people have become godless. You still have to try your best. The task is difficult, not doubted. It is very difficult task to bring back people to God consciousness. But still you have to do it. To satisfy God. He wants it.
During your conversation with this gentleman, you mentioned that there was nowhere any sanction by God for industry or business. So does that mean that these workers in factories and industries to attain to Krishna consciousness, they could not go on with their work?
No. Our recommendation is that whatever position you are, you can chant for it. So, if you want to ask in the factory, you can chant for it. What do you do? And in factory, they take some leader on. So, why not sit down for 5 minutes, 10 minutes and start doing it? Where is the deal? Apart from the work they are doing, we are recommending whatever is done is done. Keep trying for it. Then everything is yours. Where is the law?
Eventually it's understood they must stop their industry.
There is no question of stopping. If that is their livelihood, how they can stop it? There is no problem. But they can add this Hare Krishna mantra, chant, then things will be adjusted. It is not possible to stop if I make for some livelihood. It is not possible. If one can stop, it is well and good. But even if he does not stop, he can chant for the Krishna.
But ultimately, isn't our idea that the city complexes shouldn't remain, that things should become more spread out to farm and rural areas?
Yes, naturally. If this man is spread out in the industries, he can go back to village. But he is attached to this industrial activity because he is thinking that we are getting more money for wine and olive and meat. That means heaven. But if he chants Hare Krishna Mahamantra, his consciousness will be fully back and he will be not interested in this kind of work. He will go back to village and this is French?
No, the new 62, the new American.
This was your idea to put the temple buildings on the magazine. Jai Jodha wrote me about that.
Very good question. Encouraging. There's so many devotees in one sentence. It was very much pleasing to me. I started singing heaven.
1944.
funcionaria nada, faz 5 horas, 6, 6, 6. Mas se for a força, que agora a ideia, né? Battle already started. Or to fall.
Looks like it'll be heavy competition for the next French issue. Looks like strong competition for the next French issue.
Very good. Just amazing.
Yeah. Yeah, that was in Watford.
Every time it is improving. That is Krishna's best.
I think they were getting some ideas from our French magazine.
You are now born. You are not mature to take ideas from you.